Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Tracy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu strikes out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Office moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Carter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dillard out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Randall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rochelle. Scott moves to second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tracy strikes out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gullickson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Carter and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeJesus scores. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Office takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rochelle. Office goes all the way around to score. Dawson moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biedner strikes out. One out. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 2 in the game. Tracy hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gullickson bunts towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biedner throws the ball into DeJesus, who tags Scott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Spear scores. It's 4-2, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Office hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tracy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biedner for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 3 in the game. Tracy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.